back. WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. The Super Bowl vibes like all over now, and I'm back to like doing just straight up Baltimore Positive stuff. And luckily, there's still good stuff going on in our town and stories around town. A friend of mine wrote to me, and this is a friend, Nicole, from the Maroon folks. Man, there's this great blood drive going on down at Fells Point, and can you have the guest on? And I said, the guest isn't just a guest. This is like Ron Furman's kid, for crying out loud. Brandon Furman joins us now. I mean, you're the last of the group now, the Furmans. I mean, mom's been on, dad's been on, mom's been on again. You guys are always doing great stuff down at Fells Point. Of course, anybody familiar with Max's, and I would say Max's on Broadway because that's still what I call it, but you know that. But Max's Tap House knows about the great stuff you're doing. You're doing a blood drive. Give me a little 411. I wore my Coons Ford red and white here, and, you know, I know when in times of medical need, and my wife had two bone marrow transplants and plasma donation, just the platelets, all sorts of things that kept my wife alive. This is one that's very, very close to, and near dear to my heart.
Yeah, it's really exciting. And I'll also tell you, so we are doing a blood drive. We've been sort of running them in the Fells Point area since the start of COVID, which has just been a really cool and fascinating story in terms of community. But you mentioned bone marrow. I'm really excited that we're also going to have an organization called There Goes My Hero. And they're actually also going to be able to register people for the marrow registry. So you
are familiar that I know who they are a little bit too, right?
Yeah. Just a little bit.
I didn't know if you knew that I know that you know that they're the ones that sort of jumped in and came to my wife's bedside several times during her fight. So we've raised a lot of money. I've done a lot of swabbing and many, many states for There Goes My Hero. I wish I could give twice. You know, I'm on the registry, and, you know, if I get the call, I'll be like all there.
Yeah.
But we communicate with Niels almost on a daily basis. I mean, he was on my Facebook today asking for my wife's puff pastries that she made over the weekend. So the man that saved my wife's life. So this is real. This is real shit, man. This is like not,
yeah,
this is real. This is not just Wonderland or things I hear about or read about on the internet. These are things that have greatly affected my life, and blood sits at the center of it. And little background for you. I mean, how did you get involved in this? Because I know you a little bit as a kid kicking around on the stage down there with Peter Himmelman 40 years ago down at your parents' place. But you're sort of always out on the front of these things, kind of like your mom and dad always were, I think, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's just been a really cool like community thing. So at the start of COVID, I was unemployed. By trade, I'm an event producer, and so you can understand how that sort of came to a halt.
I'm in my 31st year of unemployment. I do radio, you know, so.
There you go. So I was just really bored and needed something to do. And the Red Cross sort of put out that they were having a lot of blood drives that were canceling because of COVID and, you know, universities being closed, hospitals, people not wanting to go there and donate. And so
this is when the needs at an all-time high, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's still accidents going on. There's still need for blood. And so I called Nick Johnson, who owns Sukasa, and I said, this is crazy, but you have a retail store that's closed down. Can we have a blood drive? And he was like, sure, why not? So we cleared a bunch of beds and couches and threw in donor beds. And
this is the most comfortable couch you're ever going to give blood on if you're at Sukasa.
So I threw it up on Facebook. I said, hey, we're doing this blood drive. There's a huge need for it. The community just showed up. They so quickly responded to the Facebook event. They filled it up. I think the Red Cross thought I was crazy at first. You know, they didn't know me or anything like that. And they said, we'll give you 30 appointments. And so we put it out, like I said, on Facebook events. And in like 2 hours, we filled all 30 appointments. I'm like, can you give me more now?
We always hear about how crappy people are, but people that give blood are amazing. I mean, I've had friends in my life who make extra platelets. I have one magnanimous soul in my life, actually connected with the Orioles for a long, long time. No longer, because he wisened up. But he makes an appointment because you can only give platelets every 2 weeks. It's a rule. And he goes every other Sunday before church. He goes and it's like his routine, like getting his hair cut, because he believes in saving people's lives. So it's, you know, believe me, when my wife went through what she went through, I meet all sorts of people along life's highway that have been involved. And I tip my cap that you're for getting involved in all of this. And how will people just show up, or what do they make an appointment? What do we need to do?
So you have to make an appointment just so that we can sort of space everyone out, socially distant, keep everyone as safe as possible. But there's a Facebook event, Fells Point Community Blood Drive. And just go on there. It has all the details, how you register through the Red Cross. So you'll come in, donate blood. It takes less than an hour. You get free cookies afterwards. I do it for the Lorna Dunes.
What kind of cookies?
Well, I go for the Lorna Dunes. They have Chips Ahoy. Sometimes they have Oreos.
Can I tell a sad cookie story? I want to just So, and if it gets back to the oven bird people, I never said this, okay? Because, I mean, I'm a customer and I go in, and I'm from downtown, and you know, I moved to the county recently. So I was in the city. It was cold as hell over the weekend, and my wife's away being colder with her family, doing her thing in New Hampshire. So I wanted to stop and get a Morning Glory muffin. And this is a really sad story. So I go in there and I'm freezing, and I go in, got my mask on. I have my Maryland Lottery mask on. By the way, I'm going to be letting myself play. I want to let everybody know this because you're like local. You're Fells Point.
Yeah.
I'm kicking the tour back off in Canton. You've heard of Canton, right? We're going to be at Mama's on the Half Shell kicking the tour off on March 4th. And we're going to be back down in Fells Point. We were at Atlas. I had your parents on when we were there. So we're moving the tour around and all. So I just want to give a little city shout out because I'm talking to city folks. So I went in and I pointed at a cookie and I said, I want that one. And they thought I wanted the other one. And I got home and I was like, oh, like I had my Rofo coffee. I was all ready to go. And I reached in the bag and I'm like, I got the muffin. I pulled the muffin. And I'm like, where's cookie? And it was this little almond cookie. It was nothing wrong. It was a fine cookie. It was almost like a quote in B8 thing, but it wasn't. But I wanted like chunks, man. You know what I mean? And I had a little cookie, and I'm going to go back and see him. I'm going to talk to him about it because it was just sad when you get home and you had the wrong cookie. So when you give cookies
you
out,
have it in your mind. Better.
When you say cookie, you give a cookie. I'm like, first, what kind of cookie? Because like cookies are important for, you know, I mean, they really are. Cookies are important.
They are. But you shouldn't. I mean, you shouldn't give blood just for cookies. It's an added bonus. But you know,
you're making me sound like a bad guy now. Like I just do it for the cookies.
I'm just saying, Esther. I mean, it's a great bonus. Sometimes I feel like I do it for the cookies. But then you got to remember, one donation can save up to 3 lives. So right there, easy hour. Get some cookies, save some lives.
I think Sick could get a second cookie. Is what I would do.
You don't have to fake it. I'll give you another cookie.
All right, good. Brita Furman's here. She's from Max's Tap House. Forever Max is on Broadway to me. Look, I've had your parent. You laugh at me because I'm an old fart. I just shaved and I look young, so don't make me feel old. But, like, do you have any recollections of, like, childhood and your parents? Were you there the night that, like, the Rembrandts played by candlelight because all the electricity? Do you know any of these stories, or do you care about Roger?
I mean, I know.
Walking across from the birds, or no?
I care about the stories. They're very important. I've heard all of the stories. Ron is a notorious storyteller. Unfortunately, my memories of that time are a little blurred, and they're not because the alcohol. Well, then a lot of people have those blurry stories.
What year were you born?
You were heavily drinking here by that time.
Well, I'm just trying to think like of, you know, where you're, because I know you, but I don't like it was a long time ago. I mean, we're talking about the 80s here. So, you know what I mean? There's no way you could remember in the same sort of romantic.
Baby.
Yeah, it's a romantic thought to me. To you, it's just, you know, you're just a kid, and I don't know whether you really want to hear these old stories, or it makes you feel like I'm a generation away and really, really old, but not too old to give blood. Hey, look, last time I saw you, you were handing me beer and barbecue, so things were good, right? I mean, how are things in Fells? Give me a little Fells update here. I mean, we're getting through winter. Spring's about to sprung. We got St. Patrick's Day. Masks are, you know, the numbers are going down a little bit. I feel like people are getting out a little bit more, and that's That's good. It's good for everybody. It really is.
It feels good. It feels nice to see people wandering around the neighborhood, doing stuff, finding events again. It's, you know, it gives me some real positivity for Baltimore right there.
Well, I'll tell you what, my friend from Wise Market's having her bachelorette party in Baltimore Preakness weekend, and she's having it at Fells Point, and she's all worked up, and her friends are worked up, and I'm like, yeah, that's what people should be doing in May, is having a bachelorette parties, coming into Max's Tap House, and how many beers? Hundreds, right? Thousands, probably.
Yeah, right? Thousands when you add the bottles in, 106 taps.
What's your favorite part of Fells Point, just in general? Like, what? If you meet somebody on a plane and they're from New Mexico and they're like, oh, I've never Baltimore,
why
bang,
New
bang,
Mexico?
Everybody dies. And blah, 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 blah. You would say about Fells Point, you would say what?
I think it's a really awesome community. And I use the blood drive as a great example of people that'll, you know, stick up for each other, that'll come out, help people in a time of need. You know, people are always, you know, where's the best restaurant to get this? Where's the best bar to try this? Where can I shop for this?
Like, where's the best crab cake? Where can I get that?
It's a fun community that really refers and tries to support each other, which I love.
Well, tell everybody how to find you, because first off, you can get out of Max's anytime and get a beer, get some barbecue, say hello to mom, dad, you, the family, anybody, go up and down, shop, see Eddie Lauer, tip him well, do all that. but this blood drive, this is very specific. It's this week, but you may do another one in the future. Or is this a one and all?
We've kind of been running them every, you know, 56 days-ish. That's when people are eligible again. So you can donate around that time. So the Admiral Fell Inn has been kind enough to donate their ballroom space. So we run them, you know, as frequently as people are eligible. So the next one's February 28th and March 1st. You can head to, like I said, our Facebook event page and visit us on, like, keep us around on Facebook, add me on Facebook. I post whenever we do them and sort of promote that way. And so, I'm really excited. This one's going to be even better because it's not just a blood drive. We're also doing that bone marrow swabbing. So just another easy opportunity for folks to give and register to give.
Any chance that I come into Max's and you sling suds for me or no? Is there, you know, are you a celebrity sometimes bartender there from time to time or no?
When it's like a festival weekend, you can see me running around.
St. Patrick's Day, right around the corner.
St. Patrick's Day. We're working on something really, really fun for Guinness. So, keep an eye on our Facebook page there.
I'm thirsty and I'm local. I like that. That's good.
Got some good stuff.
I bet it goes with the crab cake as well. Raina Furman is here. She is with Max's. She is with Fells Point doing a blood drive that I want everybody to take seriously. And, you know, from my heart, you know, for what my wife's been through, and there goes my hero is going to be there swabbing as well. So, you know, I was on a serendipity kick last summer where, like, all these pieces come together perfectly the way they're supposed to. This piece has done that as well. And give your parents my love and elbow bumps, hugs, kisses.
Thank you. Thank you.
All of that good stuff. And, you know, you'll see my face in Fells Point soon. I mean, the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery has yet begun to play here in 2022. And I got crab cakes to eat and I got beer to drink and your parents have beer to serve me. So I'm appreciative of
that. We're here.
We'll see you in Fells Point, okay?
Thank you.
Raina Furman joining us here from Fells Point. Make sure you check out their Facebook page. You can find her last name, F-U-R-M-A-N. You can find it at Max's Tap House. Or on Broadway, but it is on Broadway, but it's always been on Broadway and right on the square down there where 65 degrees this week. Get on out. Get back down to Baltimore and do a true Baltimore positive thing. Give some blood and save a life. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. I'm going to talk some Ravens. I would talk some Orioles if there were Orioles to talk about, but maybe I'll just sing Paul McCartney songs and sing Hey Jude, Don't Make It Bad. We never stop talking. Baltimore positive.